This dictation for Rakesh Kapoor, Rakesh Kapoor, date of service 2/19/2024, date of birth is 9/18/1958, date of accident 7/28/2022. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor present with a follow-up visit today with the issues emanating from the automobile accident dated 7/28/2022, when he was involved in a multi-car accident where he was rear-ended and almost six-car accident during a police chase going on at the freeway. This caused him head injury with a neck whiplash, pain in both the shoulders, chest pain, and neck pain, lower back pain, right knee pain, hips pain, bilaterally, chest pain, shortness of breath, pleurisy, and possible diaphragm paralysis, and radiculopathy. The patient has been under conservative treatment. He has undergone surgery for his right shoulder. The left shoulder surgery has not been done at this time. Currently, he reports that he is suffering from headaches around 6 on the frontal and right temple, off and on, and associated with pain in the lower back, more towards the right side, at 3. Pain in the right shoulder is only 1, and he can lift his shoulder now 180 degrees without any issues. Left shoulder, he has a pain around 7. He can still do 180 degrees of forward flexion and abduction easily without any issue. Range of motions are normal. The pain in the lower back is shooting to the right leg up to the knee, anteriorly in L3 and L4 nerve distribution. The patient also reports that he has had a deposition at the insurance company and another independent medical evaluation, and third in the row. He also underwent an injection with another pain doctor, Dr. Raj, with one lumbar epidural, one sacroiliac joint injection that brought equivocal 50% relief in the pain, shooting pain in the right leg, right thigh that he was experiencing. This pain came all of a sudden, and the relief is there. Currently, his pain is around between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 5. 70% pain is relieved with the current pain management protocols, and the patient is not ready for any surgery for the left shoulder or any other spine surgery. He's being evaluated by various specialties, including pulmonary specialist and neurologist. Neuropsych evaluation has been done. Neuropsych therapy has been going on, and psychological counseling is going on, and various others. He also has been doing his physical therapy and chiropractic treatments. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, and for substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention that there is blood pressure of 107 over 73, pulse is 75, and the rest of the exam still remains the same from previous visit, dated 1/12/2024, dictation number 0119-084. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to basically continue the counseling, neuropsych counseling. He has been referred to neurology, which is continuing. He's continuing seeing orthopedic surgeon, which is perfectly fine. And neuropsych evaluation has been reordered. He's continuing. His IME report has been requested to be sent back. At this time, he's continuing his physical therapy, and no other area of. And the medication wise, he has been provided with the Celebrex 200 mg daily as an anti-inflammatory effect, and topical lidocaine cream for topical pain relief. Thank you.